Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Away from the Manger, where we're looking at the life of Christ and saying that Christmas is only the beginning. We talked about misconceptions and how a lot of people have an idea of their head as to who Jesus is. And a lot of times Christmas really brings that out because we really have no problem with a baby in a manger. Everyone loves to honor and kind of ooh and ah over babies. But when you look at the life of Jesus, oftentimes it really kind of challenges the conception you've had in your mind as to who he is. So this past week, I read a passage from Mark chapter 11, just a couple verses. I'm going to read it for you today. It says this, verse 15, it says, "And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and of the seats and of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, 'Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a den of robbers.' And the chief priests and scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all of the crowd were astonished at his teaching." Now, I want you just to imagine, when you picture Jesus, is it easier to picture him having compassion on a widow who just lost her son? Is it easier to picture him doing that than it is literally going into the temple area and going berserk, knocking over tables, screaming at people, saying, "Stop this, what you're doing is wrong," and literally stopping an entire group of people? And this would have been hundreds and hundreds of people who were doing the money changing and all of that. And I think it's way easier to envision him being compassionate with the widows who lost her son. It's way easy to envision him being kind and caring and being on the cross and praying for those who had put him on the cross and saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It's really easy to see that, but sometimes we forget that, this was a man of character. He didn't always blend in. He was the guy that did things that that sometimes you would go, "Wow, man, he is passionate," right? He confronted the religious hypocrisy of the chief scribes and the chief elders of Israel. They were doing something so wrong. In the temple courts, the court of the Gentiles, where Gentiles could actually come in, there were all of these merchant works going on where you could change money, you could buy a dove, you could buy a pigeon, you could buy a sheep to sacrifice. But you had to change your money because they wouldn't accept the money that was outside. It had to be temple money or money that they accepted. So imagine, from your culture, you have certain money, you come in because you want to worship God, right? You come in and say, "Hey, how can I give to God? How can I make a sacrifice?" And they say, "Oh, you can't pay with that. You need to go over to the money changers." Then you go over there and you exchange the money, and the rate of exchange was favored in terms that, let's say you're given $10, but you're only getting $2.50 worth of money you can actually sacrifice. Does it make sense? Your sacrifice wasn't good enough. You have to buy one of our sheep, one of our pigeons, one of our doves. And in each case, the temple made money on it. And Jesus was calling all of this out. They were putting barriers between these Gentiles and God. And then Jesus quotes to them right from Isaiah 56:7, that his house was supposed to be a house of prayer for all of the nations. People who want to come to God should have no barriers. Come in and connect to God. Jesus confronted them. And as a result, they want to kill him, right? Nobody wants to kill a baby in a manger who has no threat. But that baby grew up, and that baby confronted religious hypocrisy. One little verse in verse 17 that I thought was, or in verse 18, it says the reason that these religious elites wanted to kill him is because all the people were astonished at him. That means they were surprised. They were happily surprised that here's this man who's doing the thing that everyone knows is wrong. Like, we all know that what this system is wrong, and Jesus was the one who was willing to confront them. And I think for us, for those who are believers, we need to get past just the manger and look at the heart and character of Christ in every day, and let that fill us with astonishment. That we should live a life that other people notice in the same way that people notice Christ, because he lived in such a way with such integrity for God. And it's a challenge to us, especially during the Christmas season, because sometimes it's just easier to be caught up in nostalgia. Lord, I pray that you'd help us all to live a life of integrity, that we wouldn't be caught up in religious hypocrisy. We wouldn't be caught up in outward appearances or what we can get for our own benefit, but we would think truly about what is it you're doing, God, your heart, that you want us to be representatives of your heart, that everyone who doesn't know you should be able to come to us and connect to you through our lives, God. Help us to do that. Take a second and just offer your heart to God. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, take care.